Bye.
Now,
there are bites. It's awful. Cooler. Possibility of rain in the wee hours. And then it'll clear up today, be windy and cold with a high of measly 57 degrees. And then tonight we'll be down to 25 degrees. So I guess this is it, huh? We kiss goodbye the good weather for all. And now the cold, lonely, empty winter sets in. As I walk the streets and stare off into space and wonder why. And a big voice from heaven booms down and says, why not? I say, all right. Anyway, right now, 47 degrees at DC 101.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Yeah, that's John Lennon. Oop, I did it again. It's 19 minutes after 6, DC 101, with the Grease Man having a good old time. Thanks for all the perky phone calls on the Big Dick Brannigan last night. It went well. And next week on Wednesday, you're going to be able to see Johnny Abilene, Bounty Hunter. Yeah, you think it's all fun doing these PM magazines? Let me tell you something. Filming that Johnny Abilene yesterday was fun, but it was also a living hell. Well, we had these horses that we rented to be able to do this thing. And I was all excited because I wrote this really neat skit that we were going to bring to life. That's even better than the Brannigan last night. And we get to the riding stables, and the guy brings out two horses with English saddles. I looked at him. I said, English saddles? He said, sorry, I don't have any Western. I said, well, what kind of bounty hunter rides a horse with an English saddle? I mean, could you imagine John Wayne posting on his Palomino? I mean, John Wayne doesn't post. He puts his big fat tuckers on the saddle and it stays there. He doesn't stand up, down, up, down, up, down, Prince Charles style, for crying out loud. I said, we're bounty hunters, not polo players, for crying out loud. We're not here to hit a ball. We're here to shoot men. The guy said, I'm sorry. You'll have to take it or leave it. And then it started to rain. We figured we'd keep filming because, you know, a lot of Westerns with bounty hunters in them, you always see them riding through the mud and the rain's pouring off their cowboy hats. The only problem is it was cold. And I wasn't wearing a slicker. I was just wearing my cowboy suit, and my gun got all wet, and my boots got all wet. My greenie stick'em caps got all wet. And then we were thinking of having, like, a beer sponsor the whole thing. We were going to get one of our beer sponsors. But in the end, the horse decided what sponsor to get. We were thinking about Lowenbrow, but the horse raised his tail and said, boosh. So we had to reshoot that whole thing. But the worst thing came. After 6 hours of shooting, my butt sore because I haven't been on a horse in a long time. I'm soaked to the skin. I am frozen stiff. My lips are blue. The producer comes into the mobile unit and says, Grace, sorry to tell you this, but we're going to have to shoot it again on Sunday. I said, what? He said, yeah, we just looked at the tapes and you forgot something. He said, look. And I said, what? I looked and sure enough, how many bounty hunters were riding around in 1878 wearing a $2,000 Rolex? 24 minutes.